guy.
Hey,
Yeah.
Chess, what size you wear? That shit.
First of all, I don't want to put my size paws on display right now, but it ain't 14. It's
Hold
low.
up, hold up, hold up, hold up.
It's
You have an you have a regular man's foot, bro. You can say it.
okay. Yeah, it's well served, but it's a regular man's foot.
The money, design of the drip. Don't got a cap, I'm as real as it get. Bet on myself and I triple the flip. Came from the streets, I'ma stick to the script. We popping bottles like we went a trip. Rather fill up accounts than empty a clip. 10 on the ground, so I never stick. They love you, they hate you, I'm watching them switch. Switch, 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 switch. They hate you, they love you, I'm watching them switch. Switch.
Yeet, yeet. Y'all already know what it is, boy. Chance, the Rookin' House, Kenzo the Great. We here. We're gonna make it mad quick. Laker gang. If y'all ain't seen the episode, take it a couple episodes ago when we talked about the in-season tournament. I said we would win, and we did. So grab my chip, crown me. Oh. Don't know. Oh, shut up. Hold mic. Mic drop.
Oh, I'm about to say why you disappeared. That's a literal mic drop. That's crazy.
You know about these?
Mm.
What you know about these Kobe, Iverson editions, though? You know what I mean? You know about
That's
these?
Me.
Shout out
with
my
the black was size 14.
Shout out my bro, Rook. You know what I mean? For the birthday present after 18 years, but it finally got here.
Hey, you Chess, what size you wear? That shit.
First of all, I don't want to put my size paws on display right now, but it ain't 14.
It's hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. You have an you have a regular man's foot, bro. You can say it.
Okay, yeah, it's well served, but it's a regular man's foot. I mean, but
I could that size is the size that sells out when I go to the sneaker store. It's a problem. Hey, that's the thing. Again, we still ain't start the episode for real, but hey, again, I ain't a tall dude, and I ain't never was gonna be tall. I was about 4'9" in the seventh grade, and I was like, yeah, I'm definitely not gonna be tall. And you know, when I started, you know, your shoe size one thing that you could tell how tall you're gonna be. And I was wearing, by the time I was wearing size 8, and I'm trying to buy shoes in my, I was a sneakerhead growing up, but I'm seeing like y'all talking like, oh, size 8 is a small shoe, but these shoes selling out. So it can't be that small for everybody wearing them.
Exactly.
Yep, but you know, we ain't gotta get into that.
All right, so let's go.
No. Man,
are you going
praise to the king. I mean,
can I go
find arguments?
Well,
no
yeah,
arguments for me on that.
I yo, real quick, KG, who does not like LeBron, you know, because of history and all that stuff. I respect him. I always respect somebody that can acknowledge something that is clear and present. Kevin Garnett said it. New top five in the NBA right now, if he's not the best player in the NBA, at 39 years old, 21 seasons in. And yes, it's the first in-season tournament. Everybody's kind of scratching their head. If they're not fans of other sports where they see stuff like this and they're like, yo, what's going on? The NBA needed something during the regular season for the players to get up for and be like, yo, let's ratchet up the competitiveness. All right, the Pacers clearly took that memo. New Orleans took that memo up until the semifinals. And I don't know, I guess Zion ate like three buffets.
Yeah, LeBron was in Vegas. He was ready.
Day one. Yeah, in Vegas. Yeah, he went off. For day one, asked D-Lo, because he said it, he had them engaged. Yo, there's pride on the line here. This is kind of like street ball a little bit, where we're playing king of the court. And everybody wants to win. The competitiveness came out of the league. Everybody wants to win. Even during the blowouts, when guys are getting upset because they're getting stomped, you can see pride was affected. It made it more intense, and the floors, we'll get into that because that's kind of funny. But this should carry on, and 10 years from now, we're going to be talking about probably two in-season tournaments before the playoffs even start.
Damn, stole that, but yeah, I got a couple things. Piggyback right off, Rook. I'm gonna start from backwards forward since you mentioned the suit thing. Yeah, so people are already talking about we need one of these in like not maybe not March because you got March Madness, not February because you got the Super Bowl, but somewhere before playoffs start. Someone's saying because this, you could say if the in-season tournament
succeeded or failed, we don't really know yet, because there's a lot of different things. First of all, we don't know what the NBA's plan was. If we're talking about, like, I don't know if sales increase or anything, but I do know they've already come from a wrestling standpoint. You know, check out the other channel. We know TV ratings pretty important. TV ratings didn't change. But personally, I don't care about none of that stuff. I'm just mentioning it because we mentioned it's success and failure. But as far as the energy, it felt like college football, college basketball, which, again, as a person who's a Dolphin Heat fan and a UM fan, problem with UM, when you go to a game compared to other colleges, it's not a college stadium. It's not in the campus. It's out there. It's way past where the campus is, if you know the city like I do. It's not, it's where, again, nowhere near, literally miles, like 40-minute drive, not traffic. So what you do with the NCAA tournament is you're creating extra atmosphere between, when you look at the court, whether you like it or not, again, Rook said we can get back to that, whether you tell, okay, this is a different night. One of the problems I have is, why is the home team the only team wearing a in-season tournament jersey? Maybe both team wear jersey, but we, again, get back to that. Some of them clash with the floors, but again, you could tell when you look at it, this night is different. So now you see it's different. You as a fan who are at the game and on TV, you engage with it different, and then you got the point differential, which makes it matter as far as the group stages. It's not just about beating your opponent. It's about how much you're beating them by. Those points might help you out in a tiebreaker later on. So now you're not just playing, okay, now let's put some respect on it. Now I want to beat the bricks off these fools. How many points are they going to let me put up? Because now maybe I can't put up as much points in the next game. So even better, get them while you can. And then you got, yes, I am of, you know, the Kobe LeBron side over MJ side of the GOAT debate. But you got people talking about some LeBron James already got some MJ don't got. We ain't got to go there because there was no in-season tournament for him to win. And again, like Rook was saying, in 10 years, we're going to talk about, like, oh, how many in-season tournaments did dudes get and stuff like that. And especially if we have, like, two tournaments and dudes getting racking up some of those, and mind you, then you're going to have conversations like, oh, this dude's only good for the in-season tournament. What happens in the playoffs? Or stuff like that. Now we get in another layer of conversation. Another thing is to mention the Pacers pretty briefly. People were talking about some. The Pacers acting like their season over. Well, you got about 40 more games. Now you got to figure out what you're going to do for the rest of the season. Is this a jumping off point? What you going to do when playoffs really come around? Especially this team, like the Pacers, a young team. It's actually something to spin off of. Because again, during this time of the season, I watch all sports, so I'm watching the games. But you start to think of it with things like baseball and basketball, specifically because their seasons are so long. What are dudes playing for in mid-November? Like when it's not really, it's not a division game. It's somebody you see on the other side. I'm not going to see this person again. Especially the way the NBA season games, you might see a person you only seen twice, like a week apart, and then you won't see him again unless you see him in the finals. Because they're on the other side, they're on the other conference and stuff. The way the scheduling is set up is just, that's not something they prioritize. So, I mean, again, the NCAA tournament give you another dude you might not see a lot. Stuff like that. So I think, personally, as a fan, I think it was a success. I think we're going to build on this. There's going to be some tweaks, some things to change, but definitely, again, I do know, I'm probably not a guy this was made for. I was always going to enjoy basketball. Plus, with the, you know, my soccer background, I'm used to in-season tournaments all the time. But from what I've seen, the casual fan seems to have enjoyed this. Still some confusion, but I think the energy by itself has made it enough to where it's enjoyable.
All right.
I'll piggyback that as a soccer fan, son. Once you get out the group stage, you know that knockout kicked in. You know that level of intensity done changed, even for you as a fan. So they'll build on this.
Hope y'all watching this. I'm hosting. I can't get no time. You know what I mean,
it's your team, yo. Let us talk and then hold the floor.
You know I couldn't do that. But I'm glad y'all engaged. So what I'll say is, because I was a person at first that was like, I don't know about this. But that shit did have me watching it. I was hyped to see it. I mean, it could help that Prize Picks was there. So Prize Picks, links in the bio if you want to go ahead and get your Prize Picks on. You know what I mean? Use my code, we good.
We need to pay.
You know what I mean?
It's cost-wise the show. That's what they need to do.
There you go. Tell a friend. But seriously, I was more hyped. I do like the way that I guess we'll talk about this in a second. I do like the way the courts changed and they look. You know, some were fine than the others, but I still like that. I like some of the jersey switches. Those were cool, especially if you play 2K. That's cool because that's in the game now too, so that's fire. Like LeBron said, many people will win again, but they won't be the first because we the first.
True, true.
You know what I'm saying? So that's a big thing y'all need to remember if you're not a Lakers fan. We were first. Y'all just followed after. I don't know if I would want to see two in-season tournaments. Because I feel like that would take away from the playoffs. You know what I mean? Because just like some people did the Olympics, like Austin Reeves, you saw it took Buddy mad long to get back in Laker form because I guess he was tired. But he was wore out. And obviously we can see with the in-season tournament that it does kick up to the next level. There was getting amped for it. You know what I'm saying? Some people was giving it their all, especially people, which is another reason why it's good, because it put me on the players I didn't even know about. Like Buddy and I may be dumb, but Buddy in Indiana, Tyrese, my man right there, I didn't really know about
him. You didn't know Halliburton, bro?
No, I didn't know about him. I mean, I'm not really checking for Pacers games, but.
On Prize Picks, they might be looking at the numbers a little bit more now, but that man, every stat, over. Points, assists,
yeah.
Rebound, he do that, he steal, block.
It was fine.
The man's a wagon.
So, I'm all for it. I don't know about, like I said, but I don't know about having two. I feel like that takes away from it. I like it kind of in the beginning of the season, because some people, when the season starts, they don't really care. Like, oh, whatever, we'll wait till it gets close to playoffs when people really start playing to get to the playoffs. So, I like it kind of in the beginning. Because then we get hyped for it. But yeah, that's what I had to say about that. Yeah.
I think I'll co-sign what you said. We might not need to, because I think Kenny can attest this too. They kind of ramp it up after the All-Star break because they know it's the playoff push or nothing. But where you could pitch the idea of a second one is there's the teams that's losing after the All-Star break and ain't going to win nothing. And then you get that poor play towards the end of the season. So there's something there to like keep the intensity going throughout the course of the season instead of dudes loafing it. But shout out to that again, that just atmosphere, because you saw the Pacers get up for Boston. All right, get up for these big games and say, yo, we here. And I don't think that from Halliburton, he don't feel like the season's over. And Rick Carlisle ain't gonna let them feel that way neither. That dude, you know, he almost won in Dallas. He won in Detroit. Well, he almost won in Detroit, won in Dallas. Somebody won in Detroit with his team, but I ain't going to get into that. Rick Carlisle know his way around this thing right here. He's going to get them amped up based on this success pushing towards the playoffs. Because this is a one and done situation in terms of a knockout situation. Can you carry this energy over the course of four games to get four wins in the playoffs? That's the next thing. And I saw D'Lo talk about that. You know, after winning, D'Angelo Russell, who played really well during this, really ratcheted up his intensity. Can somebody catch fire and hold on to this feeling so when they get to the playoffs, they're like, yo, I know how to turn it up. I know what's expected of me. Can the Lakers threaten maybe Denver in the playoffs if they get there and they're all healthy?
We can't if we get the last game of AD.
Man, AD's feel like that, man.
Hide right now, but I think it's a health issue, and we won't hear about this until the 30 for 30.
Talk about health.
No, issues. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I'm finna say this anyway, because, I mean, what y'all finna do? So, I mean, AD grew like a foot and a half, like, when he was like damn near an adult. Like, that's not normal. His body don't know what's going on. It's like it's in flux. Like, I mean, he a little older now, so maybe he's finally coming up. But you got like you an athlete. You're putting your body through rigor, and then you're growing strangely. You're probably changing your diet, trying to get, especially. And the more you get injured, the more you're trying to get right. The more you're tweaking stuff, and then again, you might be thinking you're fixing something, but if you don't really know what's wrong, and you tweaking this, tweaking that, you didn't know what was helping you, what was hurting you over time. And I mean, you might just take time to settle. Like some people, just like I tell them. Like, especially girls, is don't ever try to get your high school body back, because you wasn't an adult. Like, your body wasn't done. Like,
words.
Stop it. Like, that shit not happening. Like, you try to get back in shape, but high school weight, I don't care if you 22, that's a bad goal, because you wasn't an adult. Your body wasn't done. So I think the same thing for him. He had that growth spurt a little late. So, I mean, again, science is not exact. Maybe he was growing, because he was still growing. So, in the league, in college, still playing the way he was playing, maybe that's got an effect, and we finally
see that slowing down. And men don't stop growing until like their 20s. Men don't stop growing is what the doctors say.
And so I'm pretty sure for him.
Your homeboy grew a foot and a half or something like that in high school. All right, early high school, he wasn't even a junior yet. And he goes from
being a point guard to a power forward. Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, he went from a guard to a forward in 1 year.
I feel like remember David Boston, and he put on all that weight and all that muscle, and then the knees started breaking down. I feel like the soft tissue injuries, which is what he's always susceptible to, that has something to do with it. Once again, we said it first. Penny and Rook on the cast, yo. 30 for 30, when that shit come out and they talking about AD and all that shit. We said it.
No, let's go where we said it first, because you guys was getting hype about it. I told you your man Zion was bust. But Rook was getting
hype. His problem. The problem is the problem.
Rook was getting super hype. He saw a couple of pictures. Man had some sweat on. It like he worked out a little bit. His biceps was a little pumped.
I never did nothing of the sort.
And Rook was like, oh, my man's is back. He good. He hit.
No, never did nothing of the sort.
No, he's not.
We literally said it was just too soon to label him as a bust. That's simply what was stated.
Listen,
especially with what he's done statistically when on the floor. He had a bad game in that semifinal. He looked terribly out of shape. But when that man is running, and he's yet to get injured, so there is some hope. When that man is running, he's completely unstoppable, and he proved it. That's why they got to the semifinals. Dude, we have a lot of problems in America, don't we? One of them is obesity. One of them is people have this order where they're like, yo, I just eat to feel better, or I just eat because I like to eat. If you don't look like me, and I'm sorry, I struggle to put on weight, but I can eat more than everybody in this chat room right now. If you're not like that, then you got to kind of respond to your body and check your diet. And we got to get him there at some point. He got a problem. He needs some help.
Yeah, to piggyback off what Rook is saying. So Chuck and Shaq both said it. Two athletes who struggled with weight themselves. They say it all the time, especially. I mean, I can't even say especially. They literally both did at different times. And again, Chuck said, I think it was Chuck who said it. He's like, there was times where he thought he was working hard because it felt like he was working hard because you're bigger. And it felt like you were working hard. And you really wasn't working hard enough when it comes to like losing weight, especially. And again, we're talking about a dude. Again, I don't know why high school coming up so much. And we're talking about a dude who played defensive tackle. Like, this guy could be a three technique in the NFL. Like, we talk about a nose tackle, my guy. Like, what?
Aaron Donald, bro.
Jumping all that stuff. Exactly. Bro, this is Aaron Donald leaping off the ground. That's so, again, when you're going from those type of physical, and again, I think he was a multi sport athlete. I think if you compare him to like an Anthony Edwards, now you look at the frame difference. Anthony Edwards said he could still do any sport. Yeah, I don't. If Zion told me right now he think he could swing a baseball bat, I would not believe him. Even if he was one of the best ball players, I really, because there's a thing about, again, aging and how you take care of your body too. As you age, the things you could do before, you're not gonna get away with. That's just straight up. And again, you might think you knew what size you was gonna be. I'll give you an example: Miguel Cabrera. He was a baseball player. He played for the Marlins and the Tigers, back-to-back MVP. If you look at him when he played down here for the Marlins, skinny dude. I seen him like last week in the gym, first year out of retirement. He's looking like he's still pretty good shape. When you compare that dude to when he was 21, and that's an adult as far as we're concerned, he can eat that dude. He's way bigger. And this is post the steroid era. We're not talking about like, oh, he did the juicing. No, he's just way bigger because you think you know how big you're going to be until you're that big. It's just that simple. You can look at your parents, your family members. Until people are affected differently, until it happens to you, until you put your body through the rigor, you checking your diet and your exercise specifically for you. Bro, I remember Brandon Marshall said not too long ago, it was a while ago, I think it was after he left the Dolphins, he went and saw a dietitian. He found out he was like allergic to like lettuce or something. It made him bloated. It made lettuce, which is again something they put in salad, made him heavier, which is something you don't know because that don't happen to everyone. That was literally his reaction.
And that's what I was talking about. They was like, oh, you know, these guys are doing the same things that LeBron's doing. I said, no, they're not.
Nobody's doing that.
What Brady,
man, putting
LeBron,
a million in his body.
You know, Cristiano Ronaldo, these guys are doing, like you said, they see a dietitian. They learn the deep dive of their body for any physical condition. Y'all ain't doing that.
No.
Zion can't do what LeBron and Cristiano do yet, though. He ain't got that kind of money. Them boys got the cryo chamber, the crib. He can't spend $1 million on his body. He's going to be broke. But he could be spending a little bit more time.
Exactly.
That's a different check. That's a different, yeah, right. He is a different tax bracket.
Them boys are Batman.
Stephen A. said, that he's impressed with LeBron's energy at this time in his career, but he is unimpressed with the rest of the league because these kids half his age, not putting the time in, not putting the work in, not taking care of their bodies. Why the 39-year-old on 21 seasons worth of legs look fresher than all y'all?
I mean, it's facts. We said that about AD when LeBron was the only one that was going on. I was like, how LeBron is outshining AD? Don't make no sense.
Oh, no. We just gave you the tea on that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, before we move on, real quick, to speak on that. So, people, I don't know who mentioned this. I did think I heard it briefly on Bomani things again, too, with somebody earlier. I do think some, I forgot who it was. It might have been JJ Redick, one of these former NBA players. They said the league has a problem, and I want to know y'all take on it. Do y'all think so? We thought, because when we're looking at post-LeBron, we have a couple people we're looking at. You got Zion and you got Ja. Those are supposed to be.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, because Giannis not American, Wimby not American. So it's supposed to be a North American report. Yes, NBA is global now, but they can't be the face of the NBA, so to speak, because they're not American. I'm not actually gatekeeping. I'm saying it how the way it was stated. Don't flip that up and say it was me, and this is how I get famous. So, okay? Look. So you got Ja Morant, you got Zion. Ja got his problems, which, I mean, to me, you know, I'm going to tell myself, ain't no problems, but hey, image issues, blah, 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 they squad it. And you got Zion, who is literally a different kind of image issue. So LeBron 39, he's supposed to be ready for Bronny. Bronny just had his USC debut, and you know how one and done goes. So that means after this year, we got maybe LeBron 1 year, depending on who want to play with Bryce, too. Let's say LeBron about here in the next 3 years. And we don't want to say it's Wemby or is Chet Holmgren.
Are we asking
the face of the NBA? Is that what we're doing? Like, this, who do we got?
This is what I think before Rook says it, because I know we're going to say somebody. Depending on how the issue goes with Ja, because I think Ja can redeem himself. You know what I'm saying? As long as he get it right.
8 days, 4 games, by the way.
If he come back and, you know, he stays like the way he's supposed to be, I feel like he can regain that, because the way he balls is fucking crazy. Like, he's just a freak. But I would say, I did watch Tyrese play recently. He was kind of going, no, he was kind of balling. So, but I would probably say I kind of go towards Ant.
Okay.
There you go.
I fuck with Ant. Ant is crazy. So I would probably go with, I would say that's probably the class. Ant, Ja, Tyrese, and then Maxi.
No.
Hello.
Maxi. I like Tyrese, Maxi, but
Maxi's an underdog.
He got, that's what I'm saying. He got work to do, because he got to do what Halliburton did. Halliburton built himself to this stage. Maxey has the opportunity this season to build himself to that stage. So next season, we're talking about him like we're talking about Tyrese right now.
Yeah, especially with Harden.
Which they're both named Tyrese.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. I think what helps them.
No, that's why I said Tyrese again.
All right, so Ant-Man was my pick, right? Because I was looking at Zion's issues, and I laughed, you know, between the bloating shit and what he got going on the side. Like,
I ain't gonna bring up between that shit.
Word. You fix that, and you play 60 games this season, everybody's gonna be like, wow. Ja, fix the people around you. And I'm sorry, for some people, it might even be your immediate family. At me on that, because they know what I'm talking about. No one should be calling you to beat up 16-year-olds in Foot Locker, especially people so close to you. They should know better. So you fix this energy around you in your circle. That is the only issue that you have. It's not an issue that's unfixable. You should be the face of the NBA. The face of the NBA should be an American. I'm sorry, but the Greek Freak represents Greece. Okay, no kid still growing up in this country, when they get older and realize what's going on, is going to be like, yo, wait. Why are we idolizing the person that is not from here so heavily?
No, I ain't gonna lie. I'm about to correct you. No, you don't have to grow up to know that. None of these kids can pronounce this man's name. They know he's not American. You don't even gotta grow up. Like, that's that. It's not to cut you off real quick. It's not even just that they're not American. Again, I do agree that, you know, it's a North American sport. I already said that. But when you look at the two biggest names who aren't American, I mean, you want to be thinking he's American, so let's not include him. I don't know which way you're going to put that. But when you look at Chet and Wemby, I said not Chet. When you're looking at Greek Freak and Wemby, right?
And Wemby.
You can't, pronounce the right. Exactly. The right person ain't pronouncing that name. So that is a gatekeep by itself. Like, by it, like, literally. So, what?
Yo, the best players are Luka, Joker, and Giannis. That's not going to flow.
European.
That's not going to do it. We always need a face. We are happy to have those faces, but we always need a face of our own. Because when it's USA against whoever, we need a face. And like you said, Ant-Man tucked that on playing for Team USA this summer. He's also in better shape than some of his Team USA teammates. Like Austin Reeves, who's gonna get in better shape? He just got paid this year. He that kid works hard as hell. He's under LeBron's, you know, watch. Like he's gonna be in better shape next season. Yeah. He's only gonna get better. But Ant-Man really was not only in better shape, but he learned something. He's like, yo, I'm the man. He's playing like it, is he not?
I'm not gonna lie, Ant-Man was one of my choices, but I did see a lot of people was bagging on him. Actually, because the USA didn't make it. People were talking greasy about the USA this year because you would think like it was the Olympics this summer, like the way people were talking. But, you know, I didn't want to really get into that because, you know, we had a lot of other sports on at that time. You know, I know somebody who playing for the Haiti FIBA team. FIBA ain't that serious. It's just not.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's not what the check at.
It may as well have been practice.
I mean, it felt like practice.
I mean, they said that Ant-Man could be related to Jordan.
He looked just like him, son.
You know Jordan.
I've been hearing this about Jimmy forever.
You know Jordan was out there.
Yo, Jimmy too, though. All right,
so I'm adding like this. If you ever watch this, because, you know, you should, because we should be like one of the, we should be in Complex, you know, for our podcast, so. You know what I mean? We should be, even if it's a low number, we'll take that. But we should be there too. So, you guys are going. But I said that if you do watch this, Zion, I do apologize for saying a bust, because a bust could be a very bad term. You know what I mean?
Treat man like he's Jamarcus Russell, bro. Like, I know you put on some weight, but it's not
word. I was gonna say, a bust right here, Lord.
I was going to say it, and I was like, damn, that's really bad. But anyway, I just don't believe. That's it. I just don't believe. Like, I don't believe Trevor Lawrence. I don't believe him. You know what I mean? That's all it is. I just don't believe him. He can do all this. I don't believe. But I said Trevor Lawrence to transition on because we got breaking news. Just like I said, my man Belichick is being fired. Patriots are no longer the Patriot way. Robert Kraft has had enough. The losing is unstoppable. Like the Panthers. My Panthers.
You do realize they won last week, right?
They lost.
Do you please do your research first?
It's not lost. They're done. They're out of here. But
they went into Pittsburgh. Yo, dude.
But, you know, I will say, yo, you're literally the only team in your division who can still make the playoffs. That is kind of sad. But other than that, I mean, you didn't expect me to. The thing you put in the group chat, though. I know what it said. It said that not even Patrick Mahomes could make the Panthers better, but that is false because his receivers are pretty trash anyway, and they're winning. So I think he would make the Panthers better. But
he got an O-line. We ain't got no O-line.
I ain't gonna lie. I've watched one Panthers game. I can't really tell you about the state of your offensive line.
They don't have an offensive line, bro.
I'm not even going to make that lie.
The only thing they have to fear the Chiefs is the defense. That's it.
That's all we got. But anywho, it's about Belichick. I say we're gonna get fired. He got fired. Let's just speculate. Will he take time off? Will he retire? Or will he end in one of the places that we talked about 2 weeks ago, either the Chargers or somewhere else?
All right. So y'all saw I shouldn't say y'all saw. College game day, he was there, Army Navy, because it was in Boston. And when I see him outside of Patriots football, you get a little bit more personality out of him. You know, he still has his aura about him, but you get a little bit more out of him. And I think he would take a break first before going to one of these jobs, though the Chargers job would be very appealing if I'm Bill Belichick. All right, I would be strolling over to L.A. to SoFi Stadium, like, as soon as my bags are packed. But he's leaving on his own terms here out of the Patriots, as he should, as he deserves to. best coach of all time. I don't care. That's not debatable. Look at his coaching tree as far as Nick Saban is concerned. Best college coach of all time.
Rook, we was doing. No.
Ricky Nicky is the best college coach of all time.
No, that's not a problem. That's literally the only good thing on the coaching tree. I'm literally staring at the coaching tree, and it's going to be my mark against Belichick. The part of my thing is, I mean, first of all, let me get back to the first thing you said. Army Navy, that's a little different because that's special. His dad coached for Navy. He was there. It happened to be there, but I think even if it wasn't, I mean, he might have been because there was also a bye week. I think that was a bye week, but I might be wrong. He was always going to have that opportunity. And he did show a little bit more energy than we used to, especially this season. But for the pure fact of pride, he cannot let Brian Daboll be the only person on his coaching tree with a head coaching job at the end of this season. He don't have a job next year. I refuse to believe Belichick will know that and be like, and you got to also have the added mark after this season. And maybe not just
Mike Vrabel,
this
year, especially.
Huh?
Or do you do not want to open that wound again? Mike Vrabel.
I'm ignoring that. He don't exist. Anyways, so you got Vrabel, but you got Daboll, and you got all these other guys who were recent. You got Bill O'Brien who back with him. All these guys who keep crying about. You got Brian Flores who's not back when he was with the Vikings. You got Romeo Crowell. We know what happened there. Matt Patricia, even the Patriots had to fire him the second time. Joe Judge, that was a joke, and Josh McDaniels just got fired again. So I think you got all these question marks about can he do it without Brady? Well, I mean. If there was a good chance to go do it, maybe Justin Herbert, like you said, that might not be a bad call out there. So
hey, Brady but left, right?
I do think that mark's there. I don't know if Bill Noor care, but I know that mark's there because people will forever say, "Was it Belichick or Brady?" And well, Brady got one without Belichick.
It was Brady.
That's just a fact. That's just there.
Yeah,
and he's also I'm glad you're here to talk about. I'm a Dolphins fan. Don Shula, I'm sorry. Don Shula, the GOAT coach. Yeah, y'all can say I'm Homer will pick whatever. Most wins of all time. We had some garbage teams and he was still winning. Homer pick. You can say you can have your Belichick, you can have your Andy Reid's. I'm the Don Shula.
Belichick coached the team. Brady, by the way, wasn't doing shit in the first set of Super Bowls other than getting the ball in field goal range for Vinatieri.
That's okay.
But hold
that's
up.
Okay. We being delusional today.
One, some coaches. A lot of coaches actually are better off coordinators than head coaches.
Oh, 100%.
And news people like to set up this whole spicy shit because they think we're a fucking reality TV show. No, it's sports. It's as real as it gets. They like to hype up names and be like, yo, he should get a head coaching job. Why? Because he's a great coordinator? That's what he is, nigga. He's a coordinator. I let him coordinate. I let Todd Bowles coordinate. Let some of these dudes just do just that.
No, 100%. And not be
a head coach. It's a lot of shit to do. It's one big ass hat to wear with a lot of responsibility. They let Bill O'Brien not only coach, coordinate, but they also let that dude run the front office in Houston. How stupid were they? Like, what told you he can do that?
Because Belichick did it. And he said, "Oh, I could do what Daddy do." That's
get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. Just like we think down at the U that any old alumni can come coach our goddamn team. I'm going through pain. I might see y'all at Yankee Stadium, but I'm going through pain. So nah. Let's just keep it 100. That's what that is. If he goes to LA, I think he has a chance to win. They have tons of talent on that team, and that coach is trash. He needs to get fired. You done fired everybody else.
Oh, he gonna be fired. You
traded away niggas. Bro, and you beat the Patriots 6-0 with the $50 million quarterback, all right, and the soon to be Hall of Fame wide receiver. Ugly. Get the fuck up out of here.
So,
wait, can I add a Hall of Fame?
Mm-hmm. We got to check some numbers. I don't
yes, know. Yes. His number
receiver's is tough. Receiver's tough. I got
to
look at
comparably to 11 years, what he's done. There's a short list of people who have done it.
He got to get up out of there. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't never think I would say that, but he got to get up out of there. Him, Mike Evans, they got to get up out of there. Out of all the places, those situations, oh my goodness.
Mike Evans get out of there, but I don't know who's going to pay him.
I mean, Mike's still balling, though.
Yeah, he going to get out, but I don't know who's going to pay him.
Hold up. You won a Super Bowl. What am I in a rush to leave Tampa for? Isn't that where people retire anyway?
No, because they're not
going to. I mean, as a Floridian, I would want to live in Tampa, of all places.
Son, they're not going to resign him.
Well, if they don't, that's different.
That's what I'm saying.
He signed up, though.
He's under contract right now, though.
Yeah, but it's re-up time.
Almost, I think.
He got like a year left. I swear he might retire in Tampa soon. The person who's coming up next is Godwin.
Would you retire? This took me somewhere different because I was still on Belichick. But would you retire in Tampa if you're Mike, or go to a contender that wants you and is gonna give you money?
Like, let's say better be Patrick Mahomes.
Like let's say it was the Cowboys.
That's the thing. Like, there's some Cowboys.
He's from Texas, right?
Because
he's from Texas, right?
I mean, he went to A&M. I don't know.
Yeah, I just know what college he went to. I don't know if he's from down there.
Y'all gotta be ready when I ask these questions.
And that's down in College Station too. That's so close to Louisiana.
So if the Cowboys call you, you retiring or we going?
If you're Mike Evans.
No, if you're you. Of course.
You're Mike Evans, you're going to go play for the Cowboys.
That's what I'm saying, because you say he's going to retire.
No, I said he could. His body, while your body still can, while you still can get out of the bed and you're in your early 30s, you got 10-plus years in the league of consistent play, 1,000-yard seasons, and you won a Super Bowl, you were very significant throughout your career, you got Hall of Fame kind of wrapped up. Maybe not first ballot, but you going. I don't see why not. Look at the guys who retired early, who didn't win, but they were at the top of their game. Dudes are starting to protect themselves now.
Yeah, it depends. This is last year's contract, actually. He is from Texas, but I wouldn't go to. It depends what you're playing for, because I mean, he already won, so you don't need to go to a contender. And CD getting all the ball, so I personally, if I want to be a number one receiver somewhere, I would go to Kansas City because they need a receiver. Bro, and anybody,
that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. He's 32. He can't be the number one.
He ain't gonna be the number one, but he's all. But you could have two.
He's 30. He's not 32. He turned 30, but this past August he just turned 30. Don't be aging my dog. Just turned 30. That's number one. Number two, he's a big boy receiver. I've always been a Mike Evans fan.
Ryan Tannehill looking good, man. I feel Ryan Tannehill came off and play receiver and play quarterback for Mike Evans. Why he can't be number two to CD? Yeah. Why he will get the ball.
Why he can't be number two?
He's getting all this volume for one reason.
Why
can't he be number two?
Why would you be number two and be the same style of receiver?
Or a nice slot.
No, CD's going to be in the slot. That's the perfect thing. CD's gonna be in the slot. This dude gonna be outside winning.
There you go.
You can have two top receivers because the Bengals do. All right, the Eagles do.
The Bengals don't
actually. But but AJ is your possession receiver. Mike Evans is your possession receiver. But CD is your possession receiver. Yeah, he's your everything receiver right now because he's your everything. But I wouldn't want to take that away from CD.
But you're not. Because Mike Evans don't play as much in the slot as CD does. Mike Evans is 6'5", by the way. Gives the Cowboys a different element at receiver because they've been looking for a big body to throw to on the outside.
I think it
gives them one-on-one matchups in the red zone. It gives them things that they don't have currently. CD would love that because it takes all of that coverage away from CD Lamb. Do I double team CD Lamb and leave Mike Evans on an island with my corner? Hell no.
Yeah, because
they double teaming both receivers these days. Safety's gonna do shit no more.
It's gonna make it better for both of them. Because who do you guard? And the same thing, like CD, he's still balling, obviously. But I bet it's a lot harder with Cooper gone.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it works.
So you got Mike Evans there.
Again, Cooper and CD were the same type of receiver. That was literally the problem before.
That was. But Mike Evans is not the same.
He's just bigger. He's playing just like CD. He's going to play in the slot.
Nah, you can throw it up to Mike.
Nah, Mike.
You can't throw it up to CD? Come on.
You can just throw it up.
Son,
you can just throw it up.
Son, he got Baker.
You're adding one thing. You can throw it up to CD. First of all, I don't want Dak throwing it up to nobody. I don't know what y'all talking about. I don't want Dak throwing no contested throws. So I don't know how y'all think to add that to the offense. That's crazy. That's insane.
Because I was going to say,
adding contested throws to the offense with that.
Well, I was going
to
say, he got Baker looking good. So what do you think he's going to do with that?
Word. Dak can miss a little bit, and Mike can save him.
Man. All right, give Dak that Baker confidence. You see what Baker be doing sometimes? Like, pure no. I'm talking about Jameis Winston and Baker Mayfield might be cousins.
We were just Baker throwing Mayfield the ball
and Jameis Winston are the same quarterback. You understand me?
Nah, because he doesn't mentality have pass to turnovers.
Up here.
He does not have a 30 for 30 thing.
Nah. I mean, could have. I mean, J-Mo, y'all watch the Saints game when they put Jameis Winston in?
Yes.
Bro, yeah. Everything changed. The whole office, it's like they opened up the office. I ain't never seen nothing like that. It's just gunslinger time.
Yep. They are both gunslingers. You're right about that. I like gunslingers, though. It is boom or bust, but I'll take it.
Oh, I remember boom or bust. Easy, I think.
Oh boy. Look what you did.
You know what I mean? We used to do a fantasy boom and bust. If y'all want that back, y'all let us know. But
boy.
So I mean we're here, so we're talking about Mike Evans. So let's just transition to another person. Justin Fields. Some of y'all was giving slack. I said my man ball. He be looking impressive. I'm pretty sure. I'm not gonna put my I ain't gonna put no money on it. But I'm pretty sure Chicago probably going to part ways. Where does he go? Where does he look good? Atlanta?
Atlanta immediately. Okay. Holy shit. Atlanta need a quarterback so bad. I don't know who else would thought that there'd be
Kyle
a
Pitts,
team,
get
right?
This man number. With Kyle Pitts, get this man number. You need this man. This man.
Who would have a team with Kyle Pitts, Drake London, and fucking Bijan Robinson, and they look like that
in that division.
Could doing it be nothing? Could it be the second coming to Michael Vick in Atlanta?
With his skill set,
I don't want to call him Michael Vick, but he can put on a show.
Okay,
but no one's gonna be Michael Vick.
I don't even call Lamar Jackson Michael Vick.
I said Marcus Vick.
What?
Not Marcus.
That's what I said.
Nobody want to be that. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, Atlanta. I think Atlanta he'd be fired.
Hey man,
they make that phone call.
Since you mentioned that, hey, look. If the Bears call you to play quarterback, say no.
Yeah, word.
Dumpster fire organization.
Kavinsky looked better when he left there. Everybody's better when they leave the Bears, son. That's bad, bro.
Crazy.
You know what's crazy? Is they have tools. Like, because you got DJ Moore, obviously. You stole him from Carolina. I don't
know. You got paid.
They robbed the goddamn bank.
I'm just saying, like, all right, so you got DJ Moore. Mooney's all right. You got, what's his name? C-Met? He's cool.
Kmet.
Command, he's cool. And then I like personally, I mean, I don't know, it's because he's my fantasy running back, but you know what I'm saying? I like Foreman. I think he's all right. So they got
well. Foreman's all right. And when the starter is good too, he's good. Who's it? Khalil Herbert.
Yeah.
When he's available, he's good too. There's weapons out there, but what Kenny's saying is there's terrible amounts of incompetence in
this team. Literally had, I think, 3 first round quarterbacks. How many first round running backs? They had, I forgot who was their running back like 3 years ago. He was a good running back. Then he's like, oh, well, we don't want to pay you. We'll go to the next one.
David Montgomery. Who's in the same division.
No, before David Montgomery. It was somebody right before David Montgomery. Then they gave it to David Montgomery. And then they didn't want to pay him. No, all right, we're not going to pay David Montgomery. And then they got. They literally keep going, and then so you're like, you won't pay running back. You're not keeping quarterbacks, and you're not giving them anything. Because Mitch Trubisky wasn't supposed to be garbage. Like, he was not supposed to be this. Like, I don't know how the Bears did this. I want you, like,
they made him look so bad, yo.
It was, it made no sense. So again, I'm pretty sure the reason why Caleb Williams came out with that statement, like, I think it's a BS statement, by the way. You can't go, I don't want to play here, blah, blah, blah. That's not how those games work. You go to a garbage team. I'm sorry, bro. He switched with another garbage organization. And he still kind of went to a garbage organization. So, I mean, if he decided that's what he wanted to do, that was a choice. But, I mean, he just didn't want to go to that particular organization, which, again, I guess you could do if you say, I just don't want to play for there, which, again, I'm literally telling you to do. But other than that, bro, you be like, oh, Chicago? No, thank you. I hope you play baseball or something.
I'm going back to college, son. Or I'm going to the XFL. I'm not going to Chicago.
Yo, two Duke questions. I mean, two college questions. Did the boy from Duke say he coming out?
What boy from Duke? Duke.
Quarterback. Or North Carolina?
No, he's transferring.
Oh, okay. Cool. So, let's get that.
He's probably going to be at Notre Dame.
All right, don't worry
about that. And they're going to be mediocre again. Y'all heard me.
It's all top. It's all top of movement.
All right, second quarterback question. I mean, yeah, quarterback question. Actually, we could talk about Deion too, because he got a whole new O line now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
We can. But because he's a Gamecock, will Spencer land anywhere?
Right? Where?
I wanted his exact reaction, but yes, because he's
at you know what's crazy? I know Luke just said, like, I mean, I'm going to say this right now. But unless it's the Bears calling you up, you do not stay in college if the league is an option. Like, people talk about Marvin Harrison, it could be the same amount of money, NIL, blah, 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 blah. League me, please. Sir, I'm doing this to get to the league. Well, what am I going to do another year here for? To fuck some hoes? I can do that in the league. Like, respectfully speaking, what am I doing here? No, bro, I don't need no extra clout. I don't need the social capital. My dad was in the league, son. What? I don't need this. I'm here to get in league me now. Marvin Harrison Jr. Let's discuss that real quick. But at the same time, if there was ever a time, the way these transfers are looking, Spencer Rattler is literally an example of do not go back to college. Get in the league right now. Because Spencer Rattler's name was hot.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, it was too early anyway, so it's not like he could have came out if he wanted to, because again, there's rules in place. He was a sophomore.
But he fizzled out at Oklahoma, bro.
Mm-hmm.
No, 100%. I'm not saying
Caleb Williams went to South Carolina and did nothing.
But this all this transfer stuff. People think, oh, the transfer's gonna fix it. Sir, let me tell you somebody. I've had a couple of transfer quarterbacks in my time down there at the UM. It's not working. It's not working. Hunter Van Dyke, I see you on Wisconsin. I wish you the best. The only way it works is you got the 2-year transfers. You got your Baker Mayfields and those work, and those were allowed in the old rules. So if we do it the old way, you got to still grow. Again, Spencer Rattler name was hot. He thought, okay, well, I mean, it's cooling down. Let me go just transfer. No, sometimes you got to there's the Jalen Hurts route. I mean, his job got taken, and there was nothing he could do about it. So he went and did something about it. But then there's the, oh, I'm just going to leave. No, sometimes you got to fight for your job. How many quarterbacks play for Alabama this year? How many quarterbacks play for UM this year? How many players play for, well, not Ohio. Most of the schools in the top four, they're not switching. But at the end of the day, you got to fight for your job sometimes. Just, I mean, sometimes you're going to have to fight.
Hey, tell that to,
and
tell that
fight to might Kyle make you McCord.
Tell that shit to Kyle McCord. He ended the season Ohio State starting quarterback. Must have heard something. It was like, yo, I'm out.
Yeah, he gone.
That offense ain't look good this year, though. So I know they was like, yo, it's an open quarterback conversation in the offseason. Cool, I'm out. So I'm out. I'm not that good.
In your professional opinion, he undrafted?
Hell yeah. Spencer Rattler should be. Yo, I wouldn't use a draft pick on him unless it's a late draft pick. You know, 6th, 7th round picks, they usually don't. They get cut a lot. But you can take a flyer out.
Respectfully,
they got that D2 kid. Shit.
Respectfully, I played 1 year in high school. I ain't shit, but respectfully, Spencer Rattler is not sniffing an NFL roster. Maybe XFL, USL, USFL, but NFL roster, I can't think of a team right now that needs him. So, I mean, then again, hey, I saw UM's last 3 quarterbacks make it to the league. So, and they all garbage.
Well, you saw who?
Stephen Morris made it to the Lions. He ain't play shit, but he made it to the league.
He was a practice.
He was on an NFL roster. That's all I'm saying.
Well, check it out. You can tell this episode's done. So since we're done, make sure you like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. We're gonna be back next week. If y'all want us to be back,
you can tell Chance hungry. You trying to get up out of there?
Word. If y'all want us back,
word. He's trying to eat out here.
If y'all want us back twice a week. And, you know, y'all got to show up. Damn, I should this way. There you go. And this show up.
Yeah, you're talking from the shadows, nigga.
Right, like, share, subscribe, all that, you know, foot clan. And make sure you do all that. Like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Amanda with Joe Flacco. You're doing your thing, buddy.
Let's remember he's 38 and, like, 1,000,000 in Cleveland, okay? He's 38. He's not LeBron.
I'm a Joe Flacco hater. I'm a Joe Flacco hater.
He's doing better. He's doing better than Sean Watson. Cut through the money, designer the drip. Don't got a cap on my spirit, it's a